out?
Just down the ball.
Oh.
What?
You don't usually polish your shoes just to go to the pub.
Well, I'm meeting Vicky.
Oh, right.
I wanted to invite her here. Suggested she could come for dinner.
Did you?
Well, felt I owed her after she cooked me that lovely meal last week, but she actually said no, didn't want to impose, so we're just meeting for a drink.
Because of me?
What?
She didn't want to impose because she knew I was here.
No, of course not. She's looking forward to meeting you.
Really?
In fact, why don't you come down the pub?
What, now?
Yeah.
You're going on a date, Dad.
No, no.
You don't want me cramping your style.
Oh, yeah? What style's that, then?
You know what I mean.
Vicky wouldn't mind. In fact, she'd be really chuffed.
I can't go out tonight.
Well, like I said, she's dying to meet you.
I've got a ton of revision to get through.
Oh, come on, Bren. You've had your nose in a book all weekend.
Because I've got an exam tomorrow.
And you know what they say about all work and no play?
Anyway, I can't go out with my hair like this.
Yeah, it looks fine.
It's filthy.
No one's gonna notice.
Oh, yeah, so why are you polishing your shoes?
Well, I was just looking a bit, you know...
Like my hair?
Oh, come on, love.
No, Dad, not tonight.
Do you good to get out of the house for an hour or two.
Some other time, eh?
What's that?
Brian?
Oh, hello.
What are you looking at?
There's a hind down over there. I just noticed as I was driving past.
Whereabouts?
It's just to the right of the trees.
Give me the binoculars.
She dropped her calf all right, but then she seemed to just crumple.
Oh, I've got her.
I couldn't see her head.
No, she's all right. She's licking the calf. I think she's... Yeah, look, she's getting up.
Oh, good.
She's fine. Must get in there tomorrow and attack those calves.
Yeah. Anyway, what brings you up here on a Sunday evening?
I was looking for Mum, actually.
Oh, she's gone round to Peggy's.
Oh, right. Only she left a message about Tuesday.
Oh, Lord.
What?
Ever since she heard Debbie was bringing the very lovely Marshall.
Very lovely?
In your mother's eyes, he can do no wrong.
Okay.
Anyway, she's gone into complete overdrive. She's determined to have the whole family to this lunch party.
I know.
Wanted Alice to come up from Southampton. She's head down with exams.
Mm, she wants Ian there as well.
Yes.
Yeah, but he's got to work. Some big do at the hotel. Only, Mum seems to think he can just drop everything to suit her plans.
I know. I mean, she's still hoping she can persuade Lillian to come.
I thought she wasn't talking to Mum.
She isn't. We went to Grey Gables on Friday, Jenny and I. Thought we'd treat ourselves to a nice civilised evening out. But who should we bump into but Matt?
Oh, dear.
He was in the bar, knocking back the scotch and nursing his resentment.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. I think he's decided it was all my doing. That I engineered his removal as chairman so I could get my hands on the job of running the estate.
He really believes that?
I don't know, Adam. I don't know what's going on in his head, but he's got it in for me, that's for sure. And he's persuaded Lillian that if I had any jot of family loyalty, I'd have refused the nomination.
She's determined to stick by him, isn't she?
Unfortunately. Anyway, since your mother has abandoned me this evening, I was going to the pub. Do you fancy a drink?
Yes. Why not?
Oh, you're looking very smart.
Mm. I'm meeting Vicky.
What, here?
Yeah, first time she's come to Ambridge.
Oh, well, I'll make myself scarce, don't worry.
Hey, don't be daft.
Don't want to be a gooseberry.
It won't be. I want Vicky to meet my friends. One of the reasons for her coming here.
Oh, okay. Oh, did Susan ring you, by the way?
Susan?
About Friday.
What about it?
Well, it's my birthday.
Oh, yeah, of course it is.
And, Susan thought it would be nice to have some people over for supper, so, are you free?
Friday? Yeah, that'd be nice to have.
Well, nothing formal, just a few old friends.
Ah.
Eddie and Clary, you.
Oh.
Well, that's about it, really.
Look, here she is.
Hello.
Ah, you found it all right, then.
Difficult to miss, big sign outside with a picture of a bull. How are you?
I'm fine. This is Neil. Oh,
hello.
This is Vicky.
It's nice to meet you.
And you. I've heard so much about you.
Nothing too terrible, I hope.
You're Mike's oldest friend and you breed pigs, is that right?
Oh,
that pretty much sums me up, yeah.
Yeah, well, sit yourself down and let me get you a drink.
Glass of wine?
Oh, no, I better not. I'm driving.
Well, one glass won't hurt.
No, I'll only want another one. I'll have an orange juice topped with soda.
Oh, Neil?
No, this will do me. Thanks.
Oh, okay, yeah. Back in a tick.
Well, this is a lovely pub. Must be really old.
Yeah. Have you never been here before?
No, never, no.
But you live in Borchester, right?
Oh, I know. It's shameful, isn't it? I've lived there for years and I've never really explored the countryside round and about.
Ah, you've missed a treat.
So Mike keeps telling me. Who's that he's talking to?
Hmm? Oh, that's Jolene, the landlady.
Goodness, she's glamorous, isn't she?
Yeah. And the other one's her daughter.
Ah, yes, I can see the resemblance.
Fallon. She plays in a band. There's a poster up there.
Single wicket competition.
No, not that one.
I thought it was a funny name for a band.
No, next poster along. Little White Lies.
Ah. So, what's the single wicket competition?
Oh, well, it's a cricket thing.
Cricket?
Well, not cricket exactly. I mean, you don't have to be a good cricketer to go in for the single wicket. It's just a bit of fun, really. Oh. It's next Monday, bank holiday.
Right, there you go. One orange and soda.
Cheers. That's lovely.
I was just telling Vicky about the single wicket.
Oh.
Sounds like fun. Are you playing?
Me? Oh, goodness, no. Never been one for cricket. Neil plays, though.
Well, not anymore. Not often, anyway. I leave it to Christopher these days.
Christopher?
Yeah, my son.
And what about Roy?
Oh, yeah. He's dead keen as Roy.
And very handy with a bat.
Well, I was hoping he'd come for a drink this evening, but he's working.
Oh, well, that's a shame. I'm so looking forward to meeting your kids.
Yeah, well, I was trying to get Brenda to come down, but she said she had to revise. Really, it's because she's still broken-hearted over this split-up with her boyfriend.
Poor thing.
Anyway, that's time I was getting home.
Are you sure you won't stay for another?
No, really. Susan will be wondering where I am.
Oh, that reminds me. Are you free Friday night, Vicky?
Why?
Neil's birthday. We're invited over to his house for a meal.
I didn't mean that. I mean, would you like to come?
I'd love to. Thank you so much.
All right. I'll tell Susan. And I'll see you on Friday then.
I look forward to it.
Yeah, cheers, mate.
Yeah, bye.
Oh, what a lovely man.
Yeah, he's a good sort, isn't he? Only for years.
Yeah. Mind you, there's not much we can do at this stage.
No, it's only, 6 weeks till harvest.
Evening.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Neil. Where is everybody?
Well, there's a few people out in the garden, but not many.
Very thin for a Sunday night, isn't it?
No, I'm just off home. I was having a drink with Mike, but now his girlfriend's turned up.
Mike's got a girlfriend?
Yeah, the famous Vicky.
Where?
Over there.
What's she famous for?
Oh, well, nothing.
Good Lord.
I just mean he talks about her all the time.
What's she doing going out with Mike?
Well, what's wrong with her?
Nothing. That's the point. I mean, she's young.
Well, youngish.
I'm not badly looking.
Evening, Mike.
Oh, evening.
Well, I must be off.
Serious, is it?
What?
Well, Mike and... what's her name?
Vicky. Well, he seems quite keen. Anyway, I must go.
Yep, see you.
Yeah, bye.
Bully for Mike.
He's the biggest farmer around here, getting on for 2,000 acres, mostly cereal.
That's a lot, is it?
Oh, yeah, he's worth a few bob, is Brian Aldridge.
And the other one?
That's Adam, his stepson. He does, well, everything, really. He runs the place.
You mean he does all the hard work?
Yeah, pretty much. I do a bit for him, mind. Tree work.
Mm. Must be so nice, knowing all your neighbours.
Ah, well...
I don't even know half the people live in my block.
There are disadvantages, mind. Everyone knows your business.
Well, I suppose so.
You can't keep a secret in Ambridge. Be all round the village tomorrow that I've been seen in the pub with a strange woman.
Strange.
To be honest, I'm really glad we're not doing the maze this year.
Well, it never did very well, did it?
Well, it did at first, but last summer the weather was so dreadful, and the year before.
And if people aren't going out so much...
Well, exactly. It's not worth all the time and effort.
Well, you've got enough on your plate with the soft fruit coming on stream.
At least I won't have the worry about pickers. Now they put the student scheme back in place.
Yeah, Debbie's organised them, hasn't she?
Yeah, and I'm very grateful. What's she hoping to achieve by coming over?
Oh, well, it's partly to reassure the BL board that the farming side of the business is doing okay.
All right.
And to talk about how she sees it all going for the next few years.
Well, all she'll say is we should get the rest of that set aside back into production. Most of it, anyway.
Yeah, I know what you think.
It's a no-brainer.
In your opinion. Let's wait and see what Debbie recommends first, eh?
She'll agree with me.
Hope this chap of hers isn't going to be too bored.
What?
Marshall.
Why should he be bored?
Well, he's going to be left to his own devices a lot of the time.
Mum will look after him, since she thinks he's Mr. Wonderful.
Hmm.
You're not convinced?
Well, I haven't met the fellow, have I? Though I do wonder if he can be quite as flawless as your mother makes out.
Well, this is it. Home sweet home.
Oh, Mike, it's lovely.
Oh, no.
Well, you described it. It's somewhere
really nice. Brenda!
In here!
I persuaded Vicky to come back for a coffee. I thought... Are you all right?
Yeah. I've just been watching a superhero movie.
Oh, don't let us interrupt, please.
No, it's okay. It was just finishing. And I've seen it before anyway.
This is Vicky.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
And you, Brenda.
Sorry, I wasn't... Look at me in my ratty old pyjamas.
Oh, it's okay, really.
I must look a complete fright.
You look fine, love. Would you like a cup of coffee?
Oh, no, thanks. I was going to have an early night, actually. In fact, if you'll excuse me, I'll leave you to it. Nice to have met you, Vicky.
And you.
Good night.
Good night.
Night, love. Oh, dear. I'm sorry.
Oh, get after her, Mike.
But what about...
Forget the coffee. I should be getting home anyway.
Are you sure?
I'll give you a call tomorrow, but right now I think Brenda needs her dad.
I go in the bull normally, use one of their computers, but you know what folks is like down there.
How do you mean?
Well, I was looking over your shoulder, wanting to know what you're up to.
Oh, I see.
The last thing we want is every Tom, Dick and Harry knowing what we found.
Yeah.
Well, they'd be out there digging before you could say check road.
Yeah, and if you have stumbled upon something of real historical interest...
We want to keep it to ourselves.
Of course you do. Well, you're welcome to use my computer any time.
You're a gent, Robert Snell.
So, let's have a look, see what you got.
There we are.
Ah, quite a few. Few bits, then.
Yeah, well, I don't suppose all of it's valuable.
I can tell you straight away, that's a Victorian farthing.
Oh, yeah, a couple of them. Still currency when I was a lad.
So, not terribly rare. Can't make out the date on that one, but worth cleaning it up. I mean, if it's early Victorian, you might get a bob or two for it.
What about this, eh? It's some kind of buckle or fastening, and I reckon it might be Viking. Yeah, when you get that kind of snake pattern, don't you, on Viking stuff?
Yeah, possibly, but not like this.
No?
I used to have one of these when I was young. Snake belt buckle.
Oh, that's a shame.
And these are, more Victorian coins. And some buttons. What's this one? It's got some kind of insignia.
Ah, that's Worcestershire Light Infantry, that is. That's got to be worth something.
But George VI, again, that's going to be 1940s, 1950s.
So what you're saying is there's nothing worth the trouble of cleaning up, let alone flogging on eBay.
Well, hang on. What are these?
Oh, them was the last things we found. More buttons, I reckon.
Oh, I'm not so sure. Let's just take these through into the kitchen, clean them up a bit.
What's he want for his birthday, then?
Oh, don't ask me. I usually buy him ties.
That's nice.
Neil is the most impossible person to buy presents for. That's £3.60, please.
There you go. Well, we're looking forward to Friday night.
Oh, you'll never guess what Neil's done.
What?
He's only gone and invited Mike's new girlfriend.
What, Miss Vicky?
Says he didn't mean to. He meant to just ask Mike. But Mike assumed the invitation was for the pair of them, like they're a regular couple.
That's all right, isn't it?
Well, it was meant to be a nice homely evening, you know. Old friends round the kitchen table. Oh, now I'll have to get all dressed up and find me damask tablecloth and get out the good china.
Oh, you don't have to go to all that trouble.
Wish Neil had kept his mouth shut.
Oh, come on, Susan. You're just as keen as the rest of us to meet this woman.
Well...
The way Mike's been carrying on about her, she's got to be somewhat special.
Oh, Neil met her last night.
Oh, did he?
She was in the ball.
So what's she like?
I've no idea, Eddie. You should try getting Neil to describe someone.
Did he talk to her?
Oh, he said she was very nice. But that's what he says about everyone.
How old?
Younger than Mike, he reckons.
Well, everyone's younger than Mike. I'm younger than Mike.
So I said, well, what, like 20, 30? And he said, no, not that young. So I said, well, is she younger than me? And he said she might be, but he couldn't swear to it.
So 40 or so and very nice.
Not much to go on, is it?
Well, we'll find out soon enough.
Yeah. Afternoon.
Oh, hello, Ruth.
What's that?
Eddie, aren't you supposed to be milking this afternoon?
Oh, I'm on me way.
Had me worried there.
I've just stopped off to buy a sandwich.
I thought I'd got the days muddled up.
No, it's easily done. I was quite convinced it was Tuesday today.
Right. See ya.
Yeah, bye, Eddie.
See you later. Now, have you got any chocolate chip ice cream?
Yeah, I should have. Though, to be honest, I haven't checked that freezer for a while.
Yeah, here we are.
Oh, good.
Special treat for Pip. Oh, it was maths this afternoon.
Oh, dear.
Not her favourite subject. She was in such a state about it this morning.
Oh, it's so stressful for kids these days, isn't it, all these exams?
It's stressful for the parents.
Emma couldn't cope with it all, I remember. Went completely to pieces over GCSEs. Is that all you want?
Yep, just the ice cream.
Shame, because she's a bright girl, really. She could have done well if only she'd... Ah, that's a $3.99 then, please.
Okay.
She just couldn't handle the pressure.
Well, Pip's been okay so far. She just has a bit of a thing about maths.
Let's try medieval coinage.
Don't look much like a coin to me.
Well, I'm pretty sure it is, only it's hammered, you see, rather than minted, oh. Which is what makes me think it might be really old.
How old?
Well, like I said, medieval. Nah, that's no good. Let's try another website.
Medieval? When's that then?
Well, from William the Conqueror, you know, 1066 and all that... Oh, now, this looks more promising.
Blimey, did it all?
Until death of Edward III in 1377. No, still not quite right. Let's try Edward II. Ah, now, that's more like it. Look at that, Joe. An Edward II jeton.
Jeton?
Yeah, that's what that is, all right. Look, identical.
What's a jeton?
Well, it's a token or a counter. Very like a coin, but not.
How much is it worth?
About 10 quid, it says here.
10 quid for genuine medieval?
Better than a poke in the eye with a blunt stick.
Oh, it ought to be a bit more than that.
Now, this other one, I'm pretty sure this is silver. And that pattern on the back means it's a penny.
What pattern?
If you look through the magnifying glass...
Well, give it here, didn't
you? Yeah. You should be able to make out a cross with three little bumps in each quadrant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I see, yeah.
But Edward II had his face on the front, and this one hasn't. I wonder if it's earlier. Let's try Edward I. Aha! Look at that, Joe.
Where?
That one there. Is that a match or what?
Oh, that's it, all right. That's perfect. How much is that worth?
Oh, let's have a look. Well, they reckon £40 if it's in really good condition, which this one isn't, to be honest. So, 20, maybe?
You're telling me that that's been in the ground since when?
The 13th century.
And it's still only worth 20 quid?
But it's not the monetary value that matters, is it?
At least to me.
Point is, these two little bits of metal are evidence that there was a medieval settlement in Ambridge. You did find them in Ambridge?
Oh, yeah, of course we did.
Whereabouts?
To be honest with you, I can't rightly remember exactly where.
I won't tell anyone, I promise.
Oh, I don't doubt you, Robert Snell. You're a man of your word, but... already found him, you see, and he'll remember the precise location. Now, dear, look at the time. I must be getting home, so if I could just have me bits and pieces back, I'll get off back there and have a word with Eddie.
Eddie?
Yeah, fine.
Do you want me to walk the cows back out?
Nope, I can manage.
You know where they're to go?
Next one along from where they were when I fetched them in.
And don't forget to check
the electric fences on. Yeah, I know. Been cutting the silage, has he?
Yeah.
Aye,
Definitely on for tomorrow, then?
Yeah, it's all ready to go. First thing in the morning.
You haven't forgotten I can't do Wednesday?
No, that's fine, Eddie. Tom's coming over.
But I can do Thursday and Friday.
Well, I reckon we'll be done by Thursday afternoon. We're making a lot less this year.
Because the cows stay outside for longer.
Right. Well, I'll see you in the morning.
Yeah, cheers, Eddie.
Bye.
Come on, then, you lot. Yep.
Hey, is Pip back?
Yeah. Ages ago.
And?
Said she thought it was okay.
When you say okay...
That's what she said.
But she was in a complete panic about it this morning.
I know. I think it's because she made a mess of the mock exam. Do you remember?
Huh. How could I forget?
Ever since then, she's been convinced she's hopeless at maths. But actually, she understands it perfectly well.
Well, don't get your hopes up.
What do you mean?
Well, just because Pitt thinks she did all right doesn't mean she's going to get an A.
I'd be very surprised if she did.
Yeah, so would I.
Just as long as she's passed, that's all I care about.
Yeah. Well, I was expecting her to be all gloomy and depressed.
No, she's okay. Stuck into English literature revision for tomorrow. Yeah. That's the one she's more worried about, actually, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I was all geared up to offer her comfort and distraction.
I could do with some comfort and distraction.
You?
I've been on a knife edge all afternoon. I'm sure I didn't get this anxious when I was doing exams.
Oh, well, do you want to come and take some photographs of the barn owl's nest?
Not particularly.
It's the only distraction I've got to offer, I'm afraid.
I think I'll settle for a nice big glass of wine.
What? That's Edward the First, yeah. And this one is... hang on. It's the other way round. That one's Edward the Second, and it's called a jettison or something.
You are?
And this one's an Edward the First silver penny.
Edward the First? When was he around?
Oh, 1200 and something.
Oh,
and according to Robert Snell, them two little things is proof positive that there was a medieval settlement at Grange Farm.
And how much are they worth?
About 30 quid.
That's not much.
Ah, but don't you see? They're just the tip of the iceberg.
Aye?
A settlement, Eddie. Loads of people living there, dropping coins out their pockets the whole time.
Oh, right.
And the more I thinks about it, the more convinced I am that that's why there's that bump in the ground.
How do you mean?
That's where the hoard is.
What hoard?
The medieval hoard. Oh, Eddie, you're slow this afternoon.
So, what you're saying
there's is... There's a whole pile of medieval treasure buried under that bump in the ground at Grange Farm.
Oh, right.
So... what we need to do is to get back out there and excavate it properly.
But we can't.
Why not?
Because Oliver and Caroline came back yesterday.
Oh, so we'll have to wait till they goes away again, won't we? Or at least till they're out for the day. Unless...
what?
Unless you think we should tell Stirling.
What? Tell him? No way.
Well, this is his field.
Like I said, that land was Grundy land long before he came on the scene.
Well, true enough.
And it's going to be our Edwards in a few months' time when he gets the tenancy.
Well, that's true and all.
Yeah, so that hoard is ours by every sort of right. Nothing to do with Stirling.
And heaven knows our need is greater than his.
Well, you can say that again.
About time we had a bit of luck.
Certainly is.
At last.
I tell you what, Dad, this has come just at the right time.
How do you mean?
Well... I've got a bit of silage in this week and next, and then nothing. Nothing at all. No gardening, no one wants a new patio, even the blooming compost not shifting like it usually does.
What about this business at Bridge Farm?
What business?
This new drainage system with all the ponds and ditches and what have you.
Oh, that.
They're going to need somebody to dig the whole thing out.
Oh, that's never going to happen.
Well, Clary says it's up in front of the planning committee tomorrow.
And it'll be refused.
What makes you so sure?
God. They're never going to get permission for that. Half the village is up in arms about it.
Why?
The smell. It'd be like living next door to a sewerage works.
But Clary says...
I don't care what Clary says. Pound to a penny, the planning committee will give it the thumbs down.
Anyway, Susan decides to lay on a little supper party for Neil's birthday.
Oh, when's that?
This coming Friday. And Neil asks Mike if he wants to come. And Mike says, yes, we'd love to. As if they was like a regular couple.
How long's he been seeing this woman?
Well, I don't know, a few weeks. So anyway, Neil's birthday supper's turned into a proper posh do, all fish forks and table napkins.
Why?
Oh, you know what Susan's love.
Fad.
Hello?
Isn't it time you were setting off?
Oh, no, there's plenty of time.
Well, it's gone 2 o'clock.
I'll just finish this lot.
Oh, I can do this, Pat. You get off.
Well...
No, go on, off you go.
Well, if you're sure.
You don't want to miss your planning meeting.
Okay. Oh, to be honest, there's not a lot of point in my being there.
Oh, well, if you're not going, I will.
No, 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 I'm going. I just mean I can't influence the decision at all.
Well, you don't get no chance to speak.
No.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, she has a way with planning committees, don't you, love?
What?
When Matt tried to redevelop our pack house.
Oh, yeah.
I'm convinced to this day it was your speech that swung it for us.
Well, Kelvin will do the talking today.
Yeah, but it shouldn't be a problem, should it? No, I mean, this scheme's all lovely and green and everything, isn't it? No one's going to object to that.
Ah, few people have. There have been a couple of written objections.
No, why?
They think it's going to smell. Which is rubbish, of course.
Oh, the scheme we went to look at certainly didn't.
Yeah, completely odour-free and teeming with wildlife. Right. Look, I don't know if I'll be back before you go home, Clary.
Oh, but you will phone. Let us know how it went.
Yeah, of course I will.
Oh, it's nice to see her back up and running again.
What?
Pat, after a bug end of last week.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Debbie, over here.
Oh, there you are.
Hello, darling.
I was beginning to think we'd come to the wrong airport.
Well, it's a bit of a scrum, isn't it?
Anyway, here we are.
It's lovely to see you.
This is Marshall Bryan.
Hello.
How do you do?
Nice to meet you.
Yes.
After all this time.
Indeed. So, good flight?
Yeah, fine.
Pretty cool.
Good. Well, let me carry your bag, darling.
No, it's all right. I can manage.
Oh, come on, old girl. What are you waiting for? That's it. Pat, what's wrong?
We've got it, Tony.
What?
The planning permission. It went through.
Oh, but I thought the meeting
didn't... Isn't that wonderful?
But I thought they'd be discussing it for hours.
Yeah, even before Kelvin said his piece, it was clear they were going to pass it.
But what about the objections?
Dismissed out of hand.
Uh-huh.
The committee obviously knew there was no substance to them. They were right behind the scheme from the word go.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Isn't it just?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll be home in about half an hour. Will you tell Clary?
Oh, wow. This is beautiful.
Something you don't see much of in Hungary.
What?
Gardens.
Really?
Not like this, anyway.
It's so English. That wonderful profusion of shrubs and flowers. Oh, Jennifer, let me take the tray.
Oh, thank you, Marshall.
That looks gorgeous. Proper English afternoon tea. One thing I really miss in Hungary.
But you have wonderful cakes, don't you? What was that thing you made when I was there with all those layers?
Oh, Dobosh Torta.
What? Absolutely scrumptious.
Yeah, that's his party piece.
You make cakes?
Yeah, he's a much better cook than me.
Not true.
Now, Debbie, tell us all your news.
Oh, and where's Adam?
Well, at this moment? Probably tagging deer calves.
He's coming in for supper this evening. Ian's working, unfortunately.
Well, I'm sure we'll catch up with him the next day or so.
I was hoping Alice had come up.
Yeah, I know.
But of course, she's got exams.
She told me. Shame.
She's dying to meet you, Marshall.
Oh, well, maybe she could come and visit us in the summer.
Oh, she would love that.
If she can bear to be parted from Christopher Carter.
Oh, you could come too.
What?
What have you done with Rory?
He's having tea with the twins at Lower Loxley.
My cousin Elizabeth's kids.
She's the one who lives in the stately home.
We thought you'd appreciate a bit of peace and quiet after your journey.
You make it sound like we've come from Australia.
Well, it's a long flight from Budapest. Now, Marshall, how do you like your tea?
Just a drop of milk, thank you.
Right.
And how's Gran?
Oh, she's fine and she's absolutely longing to see you.
Well, I'll pop over tomorrow.
Oh, that's a good idea. Oh, Barney's there tomorrow, so she won't have to be completely focused on Jack.
How is he?
No, much the same. There you are, Marshall. And help yourself to a scone. Those plain there, and those are cinnamon.
Well, how can I decide?
Well, have one of each. Brian?
Oh, thanks.
And, how's Auntie Lillian?
Don't ask.
Why?
Oh, things are a little bit tricky at the moment.
Lillian isn't speaking to us.
Why not?
It's nothing. I'm sure she'll come round.
She thinks I should refuse the chairmanship of BL.
What?
As a gesture of solidarity. She has this strange, perverted sense of loyalty.
Brian!
What?
This jam is wonderful. And I bet you're going to tell me it's made from your own strawberries.
Well, that's the very last jar. And now they're coming into season, I shall have to get on and make some more.
Oh, you must give me a lesson. My last attempt at jam making was an abject failure.
No, it was fine. It was just a bit runny. What's the matter, Brian? You look like you've eaten a wasp.
Oh, you just can't imagine a man making jam. Can you, darling?
Kelvin said that was probably what would happen.
And I suppose he's been through quite a few planning meetings.
Yeah, he said the thing about the smell always comes up. And in the early days, the planners did need a bit of convincing.
Yeah, but now there are quite a few of these schemes up and running.
Exactly. Oh. You only have to go and look at one, like we did with Briony's.
Yeah.
There you go.
So, Kelvin didn't really need to be there.
No, he's still got to say his piece. Oh, you should hear him. He's quite the orator.
Oh, I can imagine.
But I was watching the committee members while he was speaking, and they were all sort of smiling and nodding, and I thought, we're going to be okay. And sure enough, as soon as he'd sat down, they said yes.
Yeah, I'm amazed.
I know you were worried about it.
Well, so were you.
Anyway, Kelvin will be here first thing on Monday morning.
Monday? But it's bank holiday.
Hmm. Makes no difference to us, does it?
Well...
You're not thinking of going in for the single wicket, are you?
No, of course not. I'm just thinking of the preparation I've got to do beforehand.
Well, only needs ploughing to loosen up the topsoil.
Sorry, me.
Oh, Clara, I thought you'd gone home.
I'm just on my way now. I wanted to ask you about this drainage thing.
What about it?
Well, you know you said as all the ditches and ponds and everything's got to be dug out. Well, I was wondering, the thing is, Eddie's a bit short of work at the moment, and he's got the digger, so if there's any chance...
No, I'm afraid it's a bit of a specialist job, Clary.
Oh, right.
Well, yeah, the chap who's installing it, he's bringing his own digger.
Yeah, and looking at the pictures of what they do, well, they use a track digger for a start.
Oh, right.
Eddie's has got wheels, which would damage the ground, I'm afraid.
Well, I just thought I'd ask. You don't get nothing if you don't ask, do you?
Sorry.
No, never mind. I'll see you tomorrow, eh?
Yeah.
Bye.
Oh, dear. I feel rotten now.
I thought Eddie was doing okay. Wasn't he building a patio at the vicarage?
Yeah, but that's it. The usual gardening jobs have dried up completely, Clary says.
Well, we don't owe Eddie a living.
No, but we could have a word with Kelvin, couldn't we?
So, there weren't any farmers in your family then?
No, none at all.
He's the first.
I had a great uncle who bred horses, but he wasn't very good at it and lost all his money.
Oh.
So you have no connection with the countryside at all?
I was brought up in a suburban semi in Hitchin.
Mm-hmm.
But we used to go on holiday every year to Cornwall and we'd rent a cottage on a farm.
Oh, we've got holiday cottages.
It was a mixed farm. Mainly dairy, but they kept a few pigs and chickens and geese. I just loved it. I made up my mind when I was about 8 that when I grew up, I was going to be a farmer.
And you never changed your mind?
No, never found anything that had the same appeal.
Well, Jenny, why don't you give Marshall the guided tour?
What?
Only I want to talk shop with Debbie.
Well, surely that can wait till tomorrow.
Well, we've got a lot to get through.
Oh, don't worry. I'd love to see around the farm. Debbie's told me so much about it.
Well, if you're sure.
And I've eaten far too much cake. I could do with a bit of exercise.
Let me just clear up these tea things, then.
No, leave that,
Mum. No, I'll do it later, Mum.
Yeah, go on, off you go.
They can't wait to get rid of us, Jennifer. I think we'd better take the hint.
Right, let's go, then.
See you later.
Bye.
We might even see Adam if we go out into the deer field.
Oh, that would be lovely.
You know, we're one of the largest farms in the area these days.
What was all that about?
What?
Don't you like him?
Who?
Marshall.
Of course I like him. He's very pleasant.
Very pleasant?
He's only a bit younger than I expected.
Younger?
Yeah.
Right.
What?
No, It seemed a bit uncomfortable.
No.
Okay.
Anyway.
To business.
Look, the board meeting's on Friday.
Yeah, actually, I'm glad to have the opportunity of doing this presentation because, well, it was Matt who gave me the job of running the estate.
Oh,
so
what, and you think they might think
that I'm his creature?
I don't think that's very likely.
Yeah, but I'd like to reassure them.
Look, they know the farming side of the company's been doing all right, like the rest of it.
Is it bad?
Well, we're pretty overextended. Matt oversaw some acquisitions that turned out to be, well, not worth what he paid for them.
Oh, dear.
So it's a very good thing we've got the farms.
Is that enough to see you through the recession?
Well, who knows? But if you give the board a rundown on how you see things going for the next couple of years, say...
Okay.
And I thought maybe you could sit down with Adam while you're here and look at the cropping programme. See if we can't streamline that a bit.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. One thing we should do is get the rest of the seticide into production.
Yes, possibly.
What?
Adam said you'd say that.
Well, it's obvious.
Except it's pretty good for the shoot.
It's a question of priorities. If you want maximum return on the arable...
Yes, I know. But we can't just discount the shoot.
Okay.
What?
I'll think about it. Now, tell me what's going on with Auntie Lillian.
Well, as I said, she thinks I should refuse the chairmanship. Out of loyalty to Matt. As if we owe that man anything. And we saw him on Friday night getting drunk in the bar at Grey Gables. He was really quite abusive. It was horrible.
But Lillian's taking his part.
Yes. So I'm persona non grata. And by extension, so's your mother.
Oh, dear.
Jenny invited her over this lunch party she's planning, but she refused. Don't have anything to do with this.
Will she talk to me, do you think?
Well, it depends whose side you're on.
Well, I'm sure she'll want to meet Marshall. I'll take him over there tomorrow. See what she says.
Sorry about the delay. The other trailer got a puncture.
Yeah, Bert called me. But don't you have to get off?
No, no, I'm okay for an hour or so. Dad's covering the milking, but it's veg boxes today.
All right.
Helen's doing the packing, but I can't expect her to do the deliveries as well.
Well, what about that girl who's staying with her, Greg's daughter?
Annette.
Annette.
What about her?
Well, can't she help? Only she was serving in the shop the other day.
Yeah, because Susan's been foolish enough to give her a job.
A job? She's planning on sticking around then?
Well, search me.
Well, she's been here a good few weeks already, isn't she?
She's Helen's problem, not mine.
You're not too keen on her then?
Why should I be keen on her?
No, no, I just meant...
I don't know who's been spreading this rumour, but there's not a word of truth in it, okay?
What rumour?
About me and her.
Oh, no, Tom,
I wouldn't go out with her if you paid me.
Sorry.
Now, shall we get on with this silage?
Whoops.
I just get the feeling that he doesn't really like me.
Oh, Marshall, I'm sorry.
No, it's not your fault. It's just... I can feel a sort of crackling tension in the air.
Yeah, well, the trouble with Brian...
Does he think I'm not good enough for it?
No, it's not that. It's just he's very different to you. In comparison to you, he's very unreconstructed.
What?
Yeah. You're much more modern. You're more new man. And he loves to think of himself as God's gift, so... Well, you know, you're a sort of threat to his status.
Oh, dear. And what should I do?
Go bald, get fat, start wearing a cardigan.
Ah, tricky.
Don't worry. You'll get over it.
So tell me more about Auntie Lillian.
Well, she was married to a man called Ralph Bellamy, who was Ambridge's Mr. Big... No, no, hang on. No, first she married this Canadian airman.
What happened to him?
Well, he died.
She bumped him off?
No. She can be a bit over the top, Auntie Lillian, but I think she'd draw the line at homicide.
So then she married Mr. Big?
Who at that time owned a large slice of the village. He was a lot older than her, you see.
But so loaded?
Seriously loaded. But his health got bad, so they moved to Guernsey.
Why Guernsey?
Quiet life, I suppose.
And then he died?
Yep.
And left her all his money.
And she's been the merry widow ever since, seriously into gin and toy boys. Yeah, until Matt Crawford came on the scene. I mean, she's still pretty keen on gin, but unlikely as it seems, Matt has stolen her heart.
And no one can understand what she sees in it.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, I'm not going to say another word. You can make up your own mind.
Oh, he's going to be there, is he?
Well, I don't know, actually. Lillian was rather vague on the phone. I think... Well, obviously, things are difficult. You know, she did sound terribly lonely.
Well, if he's about to get banged up, you can hardly...
I'm sorry about all this.
What?
Lumbering you with my family's traumas.
Don't be sorry. It's fascinating. My family is so dull by comparison.
Well, I'm really glad you're here to hold my hand.
So am I.
You decided to call it a day?
Well, with the other trailer still out of action, there's not much we can do, really. Oh, we've made really good progress, and we'll finish it tomorrow, no problem.
I'm afraid I've got sausages to make tomorrow.
Oh, well, that's all right. Eddie's coming in.
Ah, right.
But I will return the favour next week.
Favour?
Yeah, when you're silaging at Bridge Farm, I'll come and give you a day.
Oh, right, yeah. Look, sorry about earlier.
What?
Flying off the handle like that.
Oh, don't worry.
I'm just a bit tired. Been pretty stressful lately. You know, moving the pigs back to Bridge Farm and everything.
Yeah, sure.
And to be honest, it's not the best time to be taking the brand up market.
Hiya.
Oh, hello, Pip.
Hi.
How was it?
Rubbish.
But it was biology this afternoon, wasn't it?
Yep.
Do you like biology?
Not anymore, I don't.
Oh. Well, what went wrong?
Well, there was nothing on any of the environment stuff that I revised last night. And I made a complete pig's ear out of one of the questions.
Oh, dear.
This was the one subject that I was reasonably confident about. It was just awful.
Look, you probably haven't done nearly as badly as you think.
I have. It was a complete disaster.
All I remember about my GCSEs was the party afterwards.
Oh, yeah? Wasn't that when the village hall got trashed?
Yeah.
What?
Word got round somehow and loads of people gate-crashed. All got a bit out of hand.
Yeah, I remember that. Your dad went completely ballistic.
Took his mind off my GCSE results, though.
Were they bad?
Yeah, fairly dire.
Perhaps that's what I should do.
What?
Something delinquent to distract you from all the F grades I'm going to be getting.
Look, even if you did get Fs, which you won't, I wouldn't mind because I know you've worked really hard.
You say that, but suppose I don't even get 5 Cs.
GCSE results really don't matter.
Then I wouldn't be able to do my AS and A levels.
It may feel like a big deal just now, but believe me, life's going to throw a lot worse things at you. Just you wait till... Ah, never mind. I'd best get off. I'll see you next week then, David.
Yep, yeah, and thanks for your help, Tom.
Bye, Tom.
Bye.
Hasn't made up with Brenda, then?
Yeah, obviously not. He's been miserable as sin all day.
I know how he feels.
Oh, come on, love.
It's just so unfair. The one subject that I thought I could sail through.
Look, I'll tell you what. Why don't you go and find your camera... And we'll go and take a look at the barn owl's nest.
I've got revision to do.
When's the next exam?
Friday morning, business studies.
Friday? Well, you've got all day tomorrow to revise, haven't you?
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, come on. You can spare half an hour for the barn owls.
Now, are you sure I can't tempt you to something a little stronger?
No, really.
The tea will be just the job.
Tea it is, then. So, Marshall... I used to have a horse called Marshall.
Debbie was telling me he's something of a horsewoman.
Well, I used to be.
But you still hunt.
Sometimes.
Mum says you're out riding practically every day.
Well, just lately.
Thanks.
You know how it is when things are getting you down. Nothing like a good hack across Hayden Barrow to clear away the cobwebs. Mm. How is your mother?
She's fine. She'd really love you to come over next week.
I know, darling.
And so would I. She's laying on a bit of a do, partly for us, but partly for their wedding anniversary.
It's next Tuesday, though, isn't it? Which is just impossible for me, I'm afraid. So, tell me, Marshall, how did you end up in Hungary?
Oh, I saw the job advertised and thought, that sounds interesting.
And well paid.
Well, I had nothing much to keep me in England.
No wife?
I've managed to avoid that so far.
Very wise.
Indeed.
But why Hungary?
Oh, why not?
Well, they all speak Hungarian.
Well, plenty of them speak English. And Debbie's Hungarian's getting really good.
You should come and visit. You'd love it.
Well, I'm afraid foreign travel is off the agenda just now.
But when things have, you know, settled down...
Well, if you're still out there in a year or two. Matt!
Afternoon. I thought you'd gone out.
Hello, Matt.
Debbie, lovely to see you. Heard you were coming over.
This is Marshall.
Nice to meet you.
And you.
Do you want a cup of tea?
Tea?
I'll just go and fetch another.
No, don't bother. I've got to get back to the office.
I'm still keeping busy then?
Yeah, still plenty of irons in the fire. Can't let things grow into a halt just because of our little local difficulty. So, Debbie said you were in the same line as her, Marshall.
Sorry?
You're a farmer?
Oh, yes. A farm manager, yes.
That's the business to be in these days, isn't it? Rest of the economy may be falling apart, but people still got to eat, haven't they?
Yes.
In fact, that's one of the areas I'm looking to expand into, now that development's gone down the Swanee. Things still looking good in Hungary?
Well, we've had reasonable harvest the last couple of years.
Good.
And we're pretty confident of a decent crop this year.
Good. Eastern Europe's obviously the place to be. Tell you what, Debbie, since you're here, wonder if you'd mind coming up to the office.
Nah, not now.
No, just for a few minutes. Something I'd like to run past you.
I really came to have a chat with Lillian.
We promised your mum we'd be back by 6.
Yeah.
Well, how long are you here for?
Till next week. Only my time is pretty much spoken for, Matt, so...
You can spare me half an hour, can't you?
Well... okay, how about tomorrow morning?
Okay, let's put the ladder here then.
The ground's pretty soggy.
Yeah, which is why I brought this handy plank of wood, which, if I just slip under the base of the ladder, should stop it sinking into the mud.
Oh, she's heard us coming.
What?
The female, she just flew off.
No. Oh, well, at least we know she's still nesting in the box. Now, mind your fingers, just extend the ladder a bit. There, that'd be enough, do you think?
Should be.
Okay. Up you go then. You got your camera?
Yep. It's a bit wobbly.
It's all right, I'm holding it. Careful.
Right. I'm opening the nest box.
How's it look?
Fine. Still 5 eggs.
Ah.
Now, let's see if I can get a decent shot. To do with being a bit higher, really.
No, careful.
Anna, that looks good. Okay.
All right.
I'll just take one more. Then get more sort of a side on.
No, don't lean out like that. We can always move the ladder.
Got it. That was a really good one.
Yeah? Okay, well, down you come then.
I'll send that one to Borsetshire Wildlife Trust. You might be interested in ringing the little owlets.
Yeah. Right. Let's have a look then.
Right. That's the first one from the front. Yeah. And then more from the side.
Oh, that one's really good. You should put that on the village website.
Well, I'm not sure I want to advertise that it's here, really.
Well, no one's going to know where it is. All you can see in the picture is the inside of the nest box.
I suppose. It's just after the lapwing nest got predated.
Well, ground nesting birds are always going to be vulnerable. But no one knows about this nest box except you and me. Now, you hold the ladder, because I want to have a look.
That was a bit weird.
Yeah, even for Matt.
I mean, if he's being done for fraud, surely that means he can't get involved in other business ventures.
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
Not legally, anyway. But the way he was carrying on...
I know.
The broad smile, the big show of confidence...
That's probably why he's so interested in Eastern Europe. He can't do anything in this country, but, you know, in the wilder reaches of the former Soviet Union...
But you wouldn't want to get involved in anything like that.
Oh, no, of course not. Wouldn't touch it with a barge pole.
So why'd you agree to see him tomorrow?
I didn't know what else to say.
Well, I was wondering what was happening about that, because Shula told me they'd caught the bloke.
Yeah.
And they'd found the stuff he nicked from your house.
Well, some of it.
So he's up in court at last?
Yeah, it was earlier this week.
Oh, this week?
Tuesday. Got 6 months.
Huh?
Oh, dear, that looks nasty.
Yeah. Ruth noticed it when she brought them in this morning.
Looks like she's caught it on a bit of barbed wire or something.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Well, it's going to need stitching. Could you close up the crush for me?
Yeah, sure. All right, girl. Won't be long now. Yeah, they were in a paddock by the perimeter last night. Ruth's gone up there to have a look round, see if she can spot what caused the damage. Maybe a bit of debris in the hedge or something.
Yeah. Right, well, a little bit of anaesthetic and you won't feel a thing.
So, did you have to give evidence?
What?
The bloke who broke into your house.
Oh, no. Pleaded guilty.
Oh, right.
Thank goodness. Much fancy having to stand up in court and, you know.
No.
Anyway, they found a whole stash of stolen goods in his house. Not just our stuff. Base was piled high with DVD players and games consoles. So they told me. Police.
He made a habit of it, then.
What?
Burglary?
Yeah, evidently. So I suppose he had no option but to plead guilty. But, well, you can never tell, can you?
No.
How people are going to... Well, I mean, he might have decided it was worth trying to talk his way out of it. And I'd have had to... Well, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, he didn't, which was a great relief. The last thing I needed this week was a summons to a... Now, hold still, old thing. Yes, yes, I know. Soon be better.
And he only got 6 months?
Yeah.
It's not long, is it?
No, but still.
At least he got a custodial sentence.
Yeah, could have been just, well, you know, community service.
Even so, he'll be out before you know it.
Still, I've learned my... We've learned our lesson. Never go out without setting the alarm. Shula's quite fanatical about it. Hmm.
Well, I'll have to look out for it.
What?
In the Echo.
What do you mean?
Court reports.
Oh, won't be in there, will it? I mean, the guy pleaded guilty. There was nothing about... I mean, none of the details would have come out in court.
Yeah, but you know what the Echo's like. Everything gets reported, no matter how mundane. What was the bloke's name?
Ryan. Something or other. Can't remember.
Right. Anyway, look, can I leave you to sort out this cow?
Yeah, sure.
Only we're in the middle of silaging and one of the trailers is out of action with a puncture. Second one in 2 days.
Oh, dear.
So I'm supposed to be changing the wheel. I've had to let Eddie take over on the forager.
Come in, come in, have a seat.
Thanks.
Nice of you to turn out so early in the morning.
Well, Marshall and I have plans for the rest of the day, so...
Yeah, seems like a decent bloke.
You approve, do you?
Well, you know, I'd hate to see you throwing yourself away on some loser.
Thank you for your concern. Anyway, what did you want to talk to me about?
Yeah, just before we get on to that, you seeing members of the BL board while you're here?
But that's the reason I came over.
Right.
I'm still on the payroll, Matt. I'm still in charge of managing the estate land, and in view of recent events, they might need a little reassurance that all is well.
Oh, I see. So Brian's dragged you over.
Brian and I agreed it would be a good idea for me to do a short presentation for the directors.
Uh-huh.
Just to look at the returns on the arable and outline our plans for the next few years.
Okay.
So that's what I'm doing on Friday.
Now you'll have the meeting out of your head, you
will. Well, yeah, that remains to be seen.
What that lot knows about farming, you could write on the back of a postage stamp.
Even if that
were... Yeah, a bunch of city boys, aren't they?
Even if that were true, they all know that I was your appointment.
So?
Well... They removed you from the chair. They may very well think I should go too.
Oh, come on. They put Brian in my place. He won't let them touch you.
If they decide to keep me on, I hope it's because I'm doing a good job, not because my stepfather happens to be in the chair. Good morning, Auntie Lillian.
Hello, darling.
What do you want?
Well, I thought you might appreciate some coffee.
Oh, lovely. Thanks.
I'll pour it up, shall I?
We can manage.
And how's that gorgeous boyfriend of yours today?
Well, he's got Mum waiting on him hand and foot.
What a surprise.
When I left, she was cooking him scrambled eggs with smoked salmon for his breakfast.
I should hang on to him if I were you.
Yeah, I intend to.
A good man is hard to find these days.
Lillian?
What?
We're trying to have a business meeting here.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. I'll leave you to it then. Bye.
So, I assume you didn't ask me here to talk about Borchester land?
No. No. Except, well, water under the bridge now, but I do think Brian stabbed me in the back.
Well, he says it was nothing to do with him.
Yeah, well, he would say that, wouldn't he? But look, let's forget BL and that bunch of... The thing is, as you no doubt know, I've taken a bit of a hit because of the trouble over C3PL.
Yes.
But I can't sit around twiddling my thumbs while the SFO picks over what remains of my assets. I've got to look to the future. Build up other areas of business so I'm not completely destitute when Well, when it's all blown over.
OK.
And there's a really good prospect of a deal in Romania.
Romania?
Which is not a million miles from Hungary.
They may share a border, Matt, but not much else.
Yeah, but when you first started in Hungary, the place was still in a bit of a Wild West state, right? I remember you saying they were still living with the fallout from the communist era.
I can see where this is leading, Matt.
No, no, hear me out, hear me out. You and me, Debbie, we've worked well together over the years. I've a lot of respect for you. And you've got the experience of making something work in a strange country with a weird language and all kinds of bizarre bureaucracy.
No, Matt, I'm sorry.
No, you don't know what I'm going to ask you.
Whatever
yet.
It is, the answer's no. I really can't take on any more. It's hard enough as it is living in Hungary and trying to manage the BL estate and pull my way to Home Farm. The idea of getting involved in a third country, it's impossible. Sorry.
Oh, come on, you stupid thing. Why won't you... Ah, got it.
You need a hand with that?
Oh, Tony, if only you'd been here 5 minutes ago.
Sorry.
I could not get the wretched wheel to go on.
Puncher?
Yeah, second one in as many days. Anyway, what brings you here?
I was looking for Eddie, actually. Clary said he was working here today.
Yeah?
But he's not answering his phone.
No, he's on the forage harvester while I'm fixing this.
Ah, right. Well, I'd better not interrupt him.
Well, he's going to have to stop if I don't get this trailer back out there.
Could you give him a message, do you think?
Yeah, sure.
Only they're starting work on our new waste system.
Oh, yeah, congratulations. Yeah.
And next week?
Heard you got planning permission.
Yeah, great relief, I can tell you. There were a few objections.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Anyway, Eddie was hoping, well, at least Clary was, that we could give him a job helping to dig out the swales.
What?
The ditches in the pools.
Oh.
Only it's quite a specialist job, you see, so we had to say no. Poor Clary was obviously disappointed. I think Eddie's struggling a bit at the moment. Anyway...
Oh, damn it.
Oh, it's all right, I'll get it. There you go.
Thank you.
Anyway, it turns out they do need an extra pair of hands after all. No, they have to hire a dumper truck to shift the topsoil.
Oh.
Obviously, someone's got to drive it.
Right. Tony, can you chuck over the wheel brace, mate?
So... Eddie will be just a job.
Thank you.
So if you could tell him...
Yeah, sure.
And get him to give me a ring.
Mm-hmm.
Morning, Tony.
Oh, hello, Stan.
Are you done?
Yep, she should be fine.
Oh, what's up?
A car with a torn udder.
I should keep her in overnight just to be on the safe side.
Yeah, will do. And thanks a lot.
Okay. How's Pip getting on, by the way?
Oh, don't remind me.
What's this?
GCSEs.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You'd think the end of the world had come yesterday because she thinks she made a bit of a mess of her biology paper. I'm not sure if it's worse for her or for us.
Well, doesn't get any easier.
Oh, thanks, Tony.
Well, Daniel gets in enough of a state about ordinary school tests.
Even when they've left home, you still have to live through all their traumas.
Yeah, I got the full force of Tom's gloom and despondency yesterday.
Helen's no better.
Well, what's her problem?
Oh, when she moved into the flat, the idea was that she'd be independent at last. But now that girl of Greg's has moved in with her. She obviously doesn't have a clue how to cope with the situation.
I thought Tom was going out with her.
Who?
Greg's girl.
What?
Annette?
No. He put me right on that
Who
one.
Who on earth told you that?
I can't remember. Someone in the pub.
What a ghastly thought.
Oh, not true, then.
Oh, I sincerely hope not.
No, a malicious rumour, apparently.
Yeah. As far as I know, he's still in the doldrums over Brenda.
Well, he's certainly pretty depressed.
Yeah. Anyway, I must get back. You won't forget to give Eddie the message?
No, I'll tell him.
See you.
Bye, Tony.
Bye. Oh, dear. Me and my big mouth.
Oh, don't worry about it. Oh. By the way, how's the single wicket looking now?
Oh, much better.
Hmm?
Sid and Jolene have really gone to town with publicity. There's supposed to be a bid in the Echo today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they're doing this barbecue, of course.
Ah. Plenty of entries?
Well, enough to make a decent draw. And Shula's got Kenton on board.
Oh, Lord.
Just to organise the music. Oh. He should be able to manage that, all right.
Yeah, you'd hope so, wouldn't you?
Debbie?
Oh, hi, Auntie Lillian.
You weren't going to sneak off without a word. Oh,
I have to get back. Marshall and I are going into Felpsham this morning, so...
So, how did it go?
What?
You and Matt?
Well, we had an interesting exchange of views.
But are you going to help him?
I can't, I'm afraid. I'm sorry. I simply can't take on anything else at the moment. I'm overcommitted as it is.
You mean you're like everyone else? Won't touch him with a barge pole?
It's difficult. I mean, until this fraud business is out of the way, everyone's obviously going to be a bit wary of...
Yes.
You know, getting involved.
I know. We just need someone to have a bit of faith in him.
He's got you. He's very lucky in that respect.
Oh, I don't count.
Oh, how can you say that?
I don't have any kind of influence. I don't understand. That's what he keeps telling me. I don't understand.
I'm so sorry.
It's not your fault, darling. It's just such a shame. Matt?
I'm going out.
Where are you going?
Just out.
When will you be back?
I don't know.
Well, what about lunch?
See you when I see you.
He keeps doing this. Just getting in the car and disappearing for hours on end. I don't know when he'll come home. I don't know where he's going or what he's doing.
Why don't you come back to Home Farm with me?
Oh, darling, I can't do that.
My mum would love to see you.
I've got things to do this morning, and I need to be here when he does come back.
Well.
But come and see me again, darling, before you disappear back to Hungary.
Of course I will.
And bring Marshall with you. Nothing like a visit from a fit young man to gladden the old heart.
You're not going to spend another Friday night home alone, are you?
I've got revision to do.
You've got all weekend to revise, Brenda. Why don't you give Ellen a ring?
No, honestly.
Or one of your other friends.
Look, I've just got to keep focused.
Oh, here's Vicky now. Hello, love.
Hi, Mike. Evening, Brenda.
Hello.
How are you?
Okay, thanks. Sorry about the other night, by the way.
What for?
Oh, being all, you know...
Oh, don't be daft. It was my fault for barging in on you like that.
I'm in the middle of my finals, you see.
I know. Mike's told me.
It's all a bit stressful.
Well, I really don't envy you. I used to hate exams when I was young.
You and me both.
How are they going, anyway?
Oh, not too bad so far.
Well, good luck with the rest of them.
Thanks. Lovely flowers.
Who are they for?
Neil's wife.
Oh, you didn't have to do that.
Yes, I did. I've never met Susan, and she's inviting me into her house. And I've got Neil a bottle of malt whiskey. I hope that's all right.
Anyway, I must get back to the grind. Have a nice evening.
Thanks.
Yeah, we will, love.
She seems a bit more cheerful.
It's all a front. She'll still burst into tears at the drop of an hat.
Poor love.
Oh, she'll get over him eventually. Anyway, come along. Time we was going. All right.
Hello?
Brenda here, is she?
What?
Brenda Tucker.
What about her?
Well, she does live here, doesn't she?
Not anymore, no.
You're kidding me.
No, she's gone back to her dad's. What do you want her for?
Her dad's? That's Willow Farm, isn't it?
Well, Willow Cottage.
Willow Cottage, yeah.
Yeah, if you go around the side of the house. Hang on, don't I know you?
Around the side of the house?
You're Stephen Chortman, aren't you?
Cheers, mate.
Well, what do you want Brenda for?
So it's like prawn cocktail.
Well, there's a bit more to it than that.
But it's prawns and lettuce.
Salad leaves. There's Lolo Rosso, rocket and baby spinach. Oh, I do hope she's all right with shellfish.
Oh.
Well, this girlfriend of Mike's.
Oh.
Only some people are allergic, aren't they? I should have checked with him.
Come on, Susan.
Oh, and I hope to goodness she's not vegetarian.
You didn't even invite her.
No, but...
Well, the least she can do is eat what she's given.
Oh, well... There. How do they look?
Very pretty. Just like some that they'd serve up Grey Gables.
Well, I want to make a good impression.
Oh, no.
Although, to be honest, if she's going out with Mike, she can't be that sophisticated.
I won't put the dressing on until just before a serve.
And let's face it,
we don't want the salad going all
limp. No, if she arrives while Neil and Eddie are still out the front there...
Oh, yeah, it's time they came in and got cleaned up.
Poking about under the bonnet of your van.
Oh, that wretched van.
Up to their elbows in engine oil.
Neil really should trade it in for something a bit more reliable, but... Well, the way things are at the moment...
Oh, no.
As much as we can do to pay the mortgage.
This time of year, Eddie's usually got loads of gardening jobs coming in. You know, a bit landscaping here and the odd patio to lay. This year, nothing at all.
Oh. And getting some people to settle their bills.
Oh, although he has got a few days' work next week.
Oh?
Well, you know they're having this fancy new drainage system put in at the Bridge Farm.
Yeah, yeah, I heard they got planning permission.
Yeah. Work starting next week.
Oh. That's going to upset a lot of people.
Why?
The smell.
Oh, no. Pat says it don't smell at all.
Well, I have my doubts about that.
Hey, man.
Mike? Wait, you're here already?
I told you we were too early.
Oh, no. No, no, no. Come in. It's okay.
A few minutes between friends, eh?
It's just Neil and Eddie are still outside trying to fix the van.
Yes, we saw them.
Anyway, this is Vicky.
Oh, how do you do? I'm Susan, Neil's wife.
I want you these.
Oh, aren't they beautiful?
I love lilies.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, they smell gorgeous.
Oh, and this is Clary, Eddie's missus.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Anyway, look, you girls get to know each other. I'll just nip out and give Neil and Eddie a hand.
Oh, tell him to come in, Mike.
No, we won't be long. I'm pretty sure I know how to fix a problem. And the same thing with my van. 10 minutes, OK?
Oh, for sake. I'm really sorry, Vicky.
Oh, it's the same, isn't it?
Oh, it's a man thing.
Drives me up the wall.
Just when you got the dinner on the table or you're all ready to go out.
I know, I know.
Anyway, look, why don't we have a nice glass of wine?
Oh, now that sounds like an excellent idea.
Found you at last.
What do you want?
Aren't you going to invite me in, Brenda? That's not very friendly, is it?
What are you doing? Let go!
You're a devious little cow, aren't you?
What?
I tell you what to do and you're going to do exactly the opposite.
What are you talking about?
As if you didn't know.
Oh, you're hurting me.
What'd you tell them, eh?
Who?
Who do you think? The SFO?
Nothing! I didn't tell them anything.
You expect me to believe that?
I don't know anything. I never had anything to do with that company and Matt didn't tell me.
You make quite a habit of listening at doors, don't you, Brenda?
No!
Play the innocent with me!
Oh, Brenda! What's going on?
Tom!
Are you okay?
It's none of your business.
I think you should take your hands off her.
Get lost.
I'm not going anywhere until you let her go.
Don't you hear me, you interfering little toe rag?
Don't you threaten me. And if you have anything to say to Brenda, you can say it in front of me.
Get the hell out of here!
No! You get out!
You got a death wish or something?
I'm not moving. Not without Brenda. Either you leave or she comes with me.
You haven't heard the last of this.
Are you going?
I know where you live. Remember.
Oh, Tom.
It's all right, it's all right. He's gone. You're safe now.
And Edward works with Mike.
Does he?
He looks after the cows.
Ah, Ed, who does the milking and everything. Yeah. Now I've heard all about him.
And he lives with my daughter Emma.
Ah, so you're practically related.
Yeah, sort of.
And what about you, Vicky? Have you got kids?
No, unfortunately. Never met the right... No, I don't really have much luck with men. I keep thinking Mike has got to be too good to be true.
Oh.
Well, all finished.
Talk of the devil.
What?
Oh, Mike, look at the state of you.
Well, it's only a bit of oil, so you wash off. Got the van going anyway.
Oh, so are Neil and Eddie coming in?
Yeah, yeah, won't be a minute. Hmm.
Glass of wine?
Oh, rather have a beer if you got one.
Oh, yeah, we've got plenty of beer.
So, what do you think of the house then, Vicky?
Oh, it's magnificent. I can't believe you built this yourself.
Well, with a bit of help.
Yeah, we all lent a hand, but Neil did most of it.
When Mike told me you'd built your own house, I imagined, well, you know...
A little square box.
Yeah, yeah. Something really basic and...
Well, we lived in a little square box before, just down on the green.
My son owns it now.
What, Ed?
No, the other one, William.
The gamekeeper.
But he rents it out.
It's where Brenda was living before, you know...
With the boyfriend.
Yeah.
How is Brenda?
Oh, you know...
Still broken-hearted, poor thing.
But she's in the middle of her exams just now.
Oh, well, that must keep her mind off things.
Yeah.
Some other time.
Oh, there you go, Mike. One cold beer.
Oh, lovely. Oh, no. Better wash my hands first.
Well, I'll put it on the side, here.
Yeah. I'd love to see the rest of the house, Susan.
Oh, you've got to see the view from upstairs.
Oh, yeah, that's why we called it Ambridge View. I'll show you around later.
Yeah, don't come up with me now. I've got to go and wash my hands. It's all right if I use the upstairs bathroom, Susan.
Yeah, of course. You'll find some pumice hand cleaner in there that Christopher uses.
Right. Are you sure you don't mind?
Oh, no, no, you go ahead. Cupboard under the hand basin, Mike.
Right, cheers. Come on,
Amber. Not back in a tick. Oh, isn't this beautiful?
Yeah. Well, what do you reckon?
Oh, she's lovely. Very friendly.
You don't think she's a bit too friendly?
How do you mean?
And she's a lot younger than him.
Yeah, but...
Oh, I'm not sure.
They seem to get on really well.
It's just... I was expecting... Well, you'd think Mike would have gone for someone more... Oh, I don't know.
More like Betty.
Yeah, more like Betty.
I can't believe I was such an idiot.
Stop blaming yourself.
But to tell him where you lived. I mean, how stupid is that?
But if you didn't recognise him...
Oh, I knew I'd seen him before. And anyway, the man's a thug. He looks like a thug. What did I think I was doing telling this obvious thug where to find you?
I told you.
Told me what?
That Chalkman was a thug. You wouldn't believe me.
Well, I believe you now. Honestly, if he'd thrown a punch, I wouldn't have stood a chance.
I know. It was so brave of you to stand up to him like that.
Well, I got you into that situation. And as soon as I realised what I'd done...
You came to my rescue.
Oh, your hands are still shaking.
Oh, calm down in a minute.
Have some more brandy.
No, really.
I'm so sorry, Bren.
Oh, stop apologising. It really wasn't your fault.
Not just about today. I'm sorry about... Well, everything. The way I behaved. Because you're right, you did tell me about Chalkman. But I just didn't want to hear it.
No.
I was so fixated on the business and my problems with Brian. When you told me what you'd done, I suppose I just didn't realise what you were dealing with.
I was really frightened, Tom.
I can understand that now.
And when Matt offered me the deal, it was like... Well, I had to accept. It wasn't like he was offering me a choice.
I should have realised.
And it did seem like a way out.
Yeah, of course it did. I can't tell you how sorry I am.
Well, it's water under the bridge.
These past few weeks. Well, the thing is, I've got everything I wanted. I'm shot of Brian, the pigs are at Bridge Farm, I'm back in control of the business. I can't enjoy it. It gives me no pleasure at all.
Doesn't it?
Because I can't think of anything else except how miserable I am without you.
What about Annette?
Annette?
I saw her leaving the house.
Yeah, I know. Roy told me, but well, surely you don't still believe... I mean, there's no way I'd be remotely interested in her.
I know that's what you told Roy.
It's the truth. I've been an utter mess these past few weeks because I've missed you so much. There's no way I could even consider looking at another woman. I mean, least of all her. You've got to believe me, Bran.
I do believe you.
And is there any possibility you might forgive me?
What for?
For doubting you? For not listening when you tried to explain? For being such a pillock?
Oh, Tom.
Do you think we could put all that behind us and start again?
Do you really mean that?
Please say yes.
Oh, yes, Tom. Yes, yes, yes.
The Archers was written by Caroline Harrington and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Peter Leslie Wilde. The editor is Vanessa Whitburn. Well, coming up next, Barry Humphreys.